Storylines begin, of course, on the offensive line where the Eagles have more change with Lane Johnson on the left side of tackle and Dennis Kelly on the right side. And what I want to see is the adjustments that the Eagles coaching staff makes with an offense that scored just 10 points in the first quarter of 7 regular season games. That's really an impossible number to fathom for the Eagles. How do they get this offense kickstarted early and make Matt Cassel at quarterback beat them? If the Eagles allow the Cowboys to dictate with the running game, it will be a very difficult night for Philadelphia. So will Sam Bradford drop back and get rid of the football with some 3-step drops, something the Eagles haven't done? How much help will Pat Shurmur and Chip Kelly give to Kelly and Johnson on the edges? And how do the Eagles get the football down the field? Of course, they must catch the football better. They must run it better. They must avoid third and long situations. The Eagles averaging an average of 8 yards to gain on third down this season. That is way too difficult to overcome. So that is the offensive concern, the offensive line. Defensively, I expect Byron Maxwell and Nolan Carroll to stay on their sides. I expect help over the top with a safety against Dez Bryant. Kiko Alonso on the field in nickel situations against Jason Witten, and Malcolm Jenkins to slide down into the slot against Cole Beasley. But can the Eagles hold up against a really powerful Cowboys offensive line? Remember, the Eagles gave up 204 rushing yards 2 weeks ago to Carolina. I expect the Dallas Cowboys to try to do the same thing tonight, and that is bully the Eagles at the line of scrimmage. So it's kind of the same storylines every week for this football team. How do you get the offense going, particularly the run game? Can the Eagles be more consistent catching the football? And the twist offensively for this game, no Jason Peters on the field. Lane Johnson making his first NFL start at left tackle. Dennis Kelly at right tackle for the first time since 2012 against a really, really good Dallas front seven.